This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now on Joy 94.9, this is The Glow Show with your host, Victoria Police LGBTI Liaison Officer Gabrielle Tyack, Joy's own Will Lanting, with a range of Victoria Police staff and Joy volunteers coming together to inform and support our diverse LGBTI communities. Here is The Glow Show on Joy.
And welcome to The Glow Show for 2019. Welcome back. Hope you had a great year. I'm Will, always joined by my co-host, Gabby. How are you?
I'm good. It's 2019. It's hard to believe.
It is. How are you?
Our first show back.
I know. We're back. We're bad. It's going to be great this year.
Yeah.
How was your New Year's?
I worked.
You worked.
It was good.
Yeah.
Very, very busy.
Mm-hmm.
We work with the South Sudanese leaders.
Oh, really?
My little team. So we have lots of fun with them.
Yeah. No, interesting stuff. Mm. Now, we have a very, very exciting episode tonight. We have our friends from the Transit Police in. Would you like to introduce them to me?
Sergeant Amanda Bowden. She's
Hello.
Back.
Hello. How are we?
Amanda, welcome back to The Glow Show.
Thank you. This is my third time.
I know you're a veteran. We are getting veteran, regular veterans. So
I have to start paying you soon.
I know.
That'd be nice.
Maybe someone can pay me.
Well.
We won't go there.
We'll get there.
And special guest in the studio is Anthony from Metro Trains.
Anthony, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me. It's my first time.
It is, yeah.
For this year and forever.
And how was
it's great?
How was both your New Year's? Were you working, Commander?
Always working. Yeah, That's okay. That's kind of what you signed up for. So I'm used to it. But you know, busy. Everyone else is having a good time. We're making sure that they're safe.
Excellent, Anthony. Were you?
Yeah, I had to be on a few phone calls, but my team's out there and the whole Metro team is really focused on New Year's Eve. It's the biggest night of the year for us, so
Yeah. Everyone
decides it's the train into the city for the fireworks, so it's always busy.
Well, that's good because then they're not driving.
Absolutely.
What I always like about Metro and Transit and having Amanda in is I always love hearing some of the silly things that have been going on out on the trains. I mean, kids and adults too, big stupid kids, tend to do regular stunts and get up to misdemeanors, so to speak. What's been some of the trends?
They do. Look, our focus is really, it's pretty basic, but slips, trips and falls around the network. So escalators and platforms, even though they're pretty commonplace, they're actually pretty dangerous for our passengers. So we're always trying to make sure that people are not rushing and if they're drinking and doing other things, that they're sort of doing it in a sensible way around trains.
Are kids' trains surfing still or does that seem to have died off a bit?
No, not as much. Actually, good. The partnership with Victoria Police has been fantastic. So the Transit Safety Division's been great at helping us make sure we stop that as much as we can. It goes through little phases, but not a lot of it lately.
Yeah, and vandalism, is that seeming to be getting cleaned up, pardon the pun? So
it is getting cleaned up. Again, with Transit, we've had a few big arrests last year. And we're always out in the network making sure we've got a security team and the police and our rolling stock teams and infrastructure teams are painting things all the time and cleaning up. So it's been good. We're seeing a trend down in graffiti and vandalism. So it's been good.
Yeah, look, as a user, I use the transport quite a lot, to be honest, especially to come into Joy. And just to say that I feel safe and I'm not the biggest, strongest person in the world. And, you know, I've used the transport around the world. And, I've had plenty of concern in certain cities of the world. But Melbourne's Metro, I really take my hat off to you guys and to the Transit Police Department. So
thanks,
great
Will.
Work.
We have a lot of security around our public transport system, which is part of the reason why we're doing this episode. But also, speaking of painting things, we're in the beginning of midsummer. Pretty much the second day of midsummer, and we had Carnival Day yesterday where the Glows and Victoria Police had a stall and we gave away some of Metro's merchandise. But there's a lot of interesting and good stuff happening in relation to you supporting midsummer.
Yeah, we're really keen. Over the last few years, we've tried to build our inclusive agenda. And certainly over the last couple of years since we started our Pride Network of staff participating in Wear It Purple, and we're really proud that last year we marched on the parade or in the parade, and this year we're just going that little bit extra. So following Wear It Purple, we've got our staff out there and more announcements, and the best news of all is we've got a rainbow wrapped train rolling around the network. So you'll see that if you catch the train around. And we're really proud of it. Just that symbolic piece for us, just to really show people that we're part of this progressive Melbourne community and trying to make sure people feel included in. Yeah, across the network.
So we've been chasing that train, haven't we, trying to get a selfie with it?
We have. We're going to have to work on that one.
We'll put it up when we find it.
Might have to get a special invitation to come in and have a proper photo.
Yes. With the glows,
happy
maybe.
To arrange that when I find out exactly where it is as well. But the train spotters on Twitter or Instagram are usually telling us where the trains are. So there's plenty of those train spotters.
Yeah, well, we have a big aviation spotter community, yeah, and it's a very similar thing. And there are a couple of Pride aircraft kicking around doing the same thing. So,
yeah, look, I don't think we're the first transport, operator to do these sorts of things, but we're certainly proud that in Melbourne we're, getting involved in this sort of thing.
It's a beautiful initiative. I love it. And on that note, are you one of the first in the world to do a train, or is there other countries and cities around the world done
trains?
No,
I've got a few colleagues. We've got some colleagues from the UK, and I've seen, on LinkedIn and through their photos and their anecdotes that we're not the first in the world, but certainly I think the first in Melbourne.
No, that's fantastic.
Maybe the first in Australia. We can have a look into that.
Yeah, I'll check.
But so you're having one train which is wrapped in rainbow, which is fantastic. What else are you doing in relation to letting people know about Midsummer?
So through the festival, similar to Wear It Purple, so our station staff, our authorised officers are out there promoting the event and obviously communicating ways to get to the different events around the city. We have new technology now, so we can make announcements. You've probably heard Pam is popular, making announcements directly to trains on the network. So from our control centre, we can communicate and tell people what's going on in terms of the events and so on.
Awesome.
So they're the ways that we're sort of trying to be really more overt, getting the information out to our passengers.
So it's funny you mention, you're metro train, so you're not connected to the trams? Forgive
no,
my
that's Yarra Trams.
Yarra
we
Trams.
Do work closely with the other transport operators, so Yarra, V-Line and the bus operators. So we usually try and hook up with
one thing I'm really proud to say is on the Yarra Trams, the auto announcements on Yarra Trams is by really good gentleman, great friend of mine, Colin Tyrus, who's the Joy newsreader.
Oh.
And that's him. So it's really good. You sit on the tram and then Colin Tyrus is telling you next stop such and such and stand clear. Fantastic. I love the announcements.
But yeah, I get the tram a bit. I live closer to a tram line than I do a train line. And so I take a bit of notice in what the trams are doing and I often steal some of their ideas for what we're doing. But no, they're very progressive and good.
So I've only really had a relationship with you with Metro since Wear It Purple last year. But I know that Transit Safety Division has had a long relationship. But the Wear It Purple event last year on September...
August 31st, I want to say.
Thank you. That sounds about right. Was fantastic because I know we've got a photo which we'll put up with when this goes up as a podcast of Flinders Street Station lit up in purple and also rainbow. It was amazing.
We were just wrapped, with our partnership with, I think it was City of Melbourne, helped us with the lighting. But Darren Hooper, our diversity manager at Metro, really drove hard to support our Pride network in getting it lit up. And I know it sort of seemed to take a long time for August for it to get dark.
It did.
I was there and
yeah.
When's this going to happen? But just so much, enthusiasm at Flinders Street Station. It's an iconic building and sort of for us to, again, symbolically show how engaged we are with this and showing our staff how passionate we are. It was really brilliant and really it made me really gleam with excitement when it happened.
I don't think I've ever seen it look better.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think the renovations that have happened at Flinders Street, this was just like the piece de resistance on top of those renovations. It looked brilliant.
So will you be doing that again for this year's Wear It Purple?
Yeah, I don't see any reason. Like I think we'll just expand across the network. So I think Flinders Street Station will continue to do the same sorts of activations, same sort of communications through staff and throughout on train announcements. Mm-hmm. But we want to sort of move out into places like Richmond and Clifton Hill and Caulfield, North Melbourne, other stations where we get a bigger patronage as well. Probably not lighting those stations up, but certainly making it more present that we're engaged in the community.
Anthony, something that's really close to my heart, and I love seeing organisations do this, is the LGBTI network within your organisation. Can you run us briefly on how it came about, where you're at today, and where you want to go with it?
Yeah, look, it's a fledgling group. I think we've been around for about 2 years. I started it off the back of a few conversations I'd had with colleagues of mine, and a few sort of, I guess, inappropriate jokes around the office that just sort of came about. And then I'm the safety manager for Metro Trains, and in my safety and health context, I'd heard a few stories about some young people coming out on stations and not having any sort of peer support, and then some of our train drivers transitioning who really had managers who wanted to support them but really just didn't know how. And for me, probably in the same position where I wasn't quite sure of the language and the way to sort of engage with the LGBTI community, not only in our staff but from a broader community perspective. So I want to actually actively engage myself in being more equipped to support my staff and my peers. And so I just thought, I just worked with a couple of my team members and said, let's just get a meeting going where we can decide what we want to do. So that's how it started, really. And we've just got a little bit more structure now, where we've got around about sort of, I suppose, 30 people involved in the Pride Network, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a sort of a selection of 9 people who are on the formal committee, and they focus on 3 main areas, and they're around promotion and education, around events, and another around about policy and how we influence Metro policy in regards to the LGBTI community and being more inclusive.
And you think you're making a difference? You think by educating the managers and that the changes have been seen, you know, people have been supported better when they're coming out, or in the sense of transitioning as well?
Look, anecdotally, I have, but there's still things like amenities and facilities at our stations that still aren't up to scratch for staff. And we're addressing that, but that's a much slower thing to make change. Our CEO, he's new, Raymond O'Flaherty, he's really passionate about making sure we've got facilities, not only for transitioning staff, for instance, but even our female staff. You know, the stations, I think, from Flinders Street was built, you know, 115 years ago. So as you can imagine, the facilities just aren't equipped in a lot of the older stations. The newer ones are fantastic. So there's things like that that still need to improve. But from a social perspective, the conversations out there, we're supporting some of the more public events, which we're really proud of. So yeah, there are differences, but I feel like we're still a long way to go in making sure we're making the right decisions.
Does your network, you just focus on employees, or are you focusing on customers as well?
Well, at the moment it is on employees, but that events group is certainly how do we, and through Wear It Purple, that's probably, I suppose, enticed us to get more community focused. As part of our new franchise, community engagement is a big lever that we want to pull to improve our service. So engaging with the community on a range of issues, whether it be safety, community engagement, and even performance, community is definitely becoming the focus for us.
Excellent initiative. Really love the work. You're listening to Anthony from Metro and Amanda from Transit Police. You're on The Glow Show on Joy 94.9. Stay tuned for more.
You're listening to The Glow Show on Joy. Back soon.
Your community is our business.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. This is The Glow Show on Joy.
You're on The Glow Show with Gabby and Will. We're speaking to Amanda from Transit Safety Division and Anthony from Metro about some of the amazing work they're doing and we're doing together during midsummer and summer. So Anthony was just telling us about the amazing rainbow-wrapped train that's going around on the tracks. So I think we want to get out a selfie if we haven't already.
We are
Have
definitely
we got one?
We're going to become train spotters now.
Yeah,
you know that.
But we want people to see the train and when it's safe, take a selfie with it
and send it into The Glow Show.
Yeah,
yeah,
we would love that,
but that's probably when it's stopped at the platform. That would be helpful.
Yeah, not when it's flying past.
No,
it's not safe.
So
no.
Don't climb the cyclone fence and get down.
No, bad idea.
Okay, yeah.
Please don't.
We're talking about safety. We want everyone to be safe this summer, and especially around the public transport system. So, Amanda, what can you tell us about some of the things that the GLOs within Transit Safety Division, so the PSOs and the regular police, what are they doing in relation to safety and also midsummer?
We've come into a really exciting time with our GLOs at Transit Safety Division. So we fall within a bigger command, the Transit Public Safety Command. We've recently started our own network for GLOs within the command. So part of that was putting out an expression of interest for our new GLOs, some people who wanted to become GLOs. We've had 36 new GLOs within the last 6 months, which is absolutely huge.
That's fantastic.
And we only had, I think, about 13 or 14 before that within
Transit
Safety Division. Yep. So we've tripled it.
It's huge, and they're still coming in. It's so exciting. And of those, over 30 of those are PSOs. So, and from all different backgrounds, a lot of people who don't identify as LGBTI, which I find really exciting as well, think that there's so many people that passionate about supporting the community. So we've recently, and you know because you were there in a photo, which you always are, we've recently run some training with our new GLOWs, Gabby/Selfie.
Yeah, that's actually good. That's my middle name. But we did. We ran some training with Family Planning Victoria.
That's right. Yep, Alison.
And we had 20-ish people from Transit who were all new GLOWs.
They were, and they were very excited, and they soaked it all up. They were asking a lot of questions, and they're just keen to get out there and do their thing. So it's really exciting.
I think we said in the room that day that it was one of the best audiences we've had because they were so keen and they were so inclusive. And sometimes we find in training that there's a couple of people that don't have a great understanding of the community, the LGBTI community, and they can ask some sometimes offensive type questions. But this group seemed to know everything. They were switched on. They were asking questions in relation to, I guess, scenarios that they have encountered or are likely to encounter. It was just amazing. It was a very positive vibe.
Yeah, it was. It was, and now they're asking what's next. And for them, at the moment, in midsummer, that's the thing that's going on for them now. So for our PSOs, they're out and about. They're at the railway stations. We've got them at the railway stations that are nearest to where the major events are happening. So if you're travelling to and from an event, you can expect to look around and see some PSOs. And if you look closely, you'll see some GLOWs in there with their GLOW badges on. And I'm not sure if our listeners know what the GLOW badges look like.
It's a little triangle. You've got to get really close. So if you're walking up to a police officer or a PSO, just tell them what you're doing if you're getting right up into their face. It's very small with a pink triangle on it, which is from the Hitler times when they were arresting or taking into custody men that they thought were gay or assumed were gay. And the pink triangle indicated on their clothing that they were part of the gay community.
Yeah, the Jewish people had their Star of David. Mm. And the homosexuals had the pink triangle, which I think was upside down pink triangle.
Yeah, so we've claimed that back as a positive thing.
As a positive thing,
as an identifying feature, and it's got the police symbol, like the blue and white checks on it, just to identify who we are. But when you go into some of these events during midsummer and you're walking past police on the platforms, just go up and say hello, because we want you to, and just see if they are GLOWs, ask them. And if they're not GLOWs, say, hey, why aren't you? We'd love to have you.
Oh, look, I think they're all really friendly. Once when I go out and visit the network, our station staff are out there and the AOs are out there as well, but the PSOs and the police, they're always up for a chat, and that's part of their role. It's good.
Amanda, you being on the front line in the transit department, but the question that comes to my mind for myself and my community is, like, how's it going? Is homophobic attacks, are still prevalent or still there? Are they on the decrease? Are you seeing less and less incidents? And is it seasonal? Maybe around midsummer you might start seeing some attacks on individuals that are homophobic. Is this a very real danger still today?
So I think I could speak for both Anthony and I in saying that when you're travelling on public transport, it's very safe.
Yeah.
We're not seeing a lot in the way of that sort of behaviour. However, the reason why we have GLOWs on public transport and PSOs working at public transport locations is because we want to make sure that people who are travelling feel supported and feel safe. So if there is any of that sort of behaviour, we want them to be able to come to either a police officer, a PSO, or a Metro staff member to be able to talk to them and tell them what's happened so that we can do something about it.
Do you also find that having GLOWs in the transit police has other members within the transit police force talk and learn more about our community and become more friendly, more understanding towards us? Do you think that's a very positive thing that's happening by nature?
I think so, yes. Yeah. So it's not that some members are not as supportive, they just don't have as much knowledge. So the idea of having the GLOWs there is they've had the training, they've had the experience, they're working with the community, they can go out and talk with the other members that they're working with and share that knowledge. And then from that, we also get that feeder effect of these people then wanting to become GLOWs as well. So it's about knowledge sharing. If you've got the knowledge, you try and share it with everyone else.
And so the message to my community is, if you have a problem on the transport system, you should have no fears or no concerns to contact any police officer, whether it be a GLO or anyone else. They're, everyone is generally understanding and supportive, and their friends are GLOs, so they know about us and you and everything else. So,
absolutely. Yeah. So you, even if you're reporting a crime and you want to speak specifically to a GLO, you can ask for one.
If the issue is more sensitive, so to speak.
Yes,
yeah.
But if it's just a general issue or responding that you wanted to report, then you can speak to anybody. That's fine.
Yeah.
And the PSOs are there to have a chat with. I mean, that's the point of having them on the railway stations. They are there and they're accessible. And they've got a whole shift working on that trains platform and sometimes on the trains, I think, now that they do that. And they want people to talk to them. It makes their shift go quicker. And they're also gathering information that we might need to help prevent crime. So you can tell police or PSO some information and not give them your details, but just give us the information so we can perhaps use it to prevent or solve crimes.
That's certainly true from our perspective as well. So I like to plug the red buttons as well. So if you are feeling uncomfortable and there's no one there, then you can press the red buttons and speak to a staff member. And I always tell people there's 9,000 CCTV cameras around the network, including on the trains, so we can see them live.
Fantastic.
And certainly if we know where these sorts of things are happening, we can follow up with checking out exactly what's going on. It's amazing how clear you can see.
Not to mention the 9,000 smartphones people have nowadays reporting anything that happens.
That's true too.
Which can be very helpful in when an incident does occur.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. We meet weekly with transit police, so any events that happen through the week that are reported either through PSO, station staff or police, then we will review the trends and review the incidents, and the CCTV is watched, and we then report that back to police and make sure they've got the right information to pursue anything they need to.
And we can never stress enough how important that information is. We want as much information as possible coming in through the various avenues so that we can use that to prevent crimes. Because we know that people who are offenders and commit crimes, they tend not to be just a one-off. They do it as a serial. They commit numerous offences. And so if we can identify them at the earliest occasion, we can hopefully then arrest them or at least identify who they are and then follow that up.
What's some of the biggest problems that we're seeing on the trains at the moment? Alcohol or kids?
Well, coming into your school holiday period, it's always going to lead to an increase in that sort of antisocial behaviour. That's just the name of the game. They're bored. They've got nothing better to do. Well, we get on the trains and cause trouble. So, and I'm sure Anthony will agree with me, I'm sure some of his staff have been exposed to the same things. So for us, that's about making sure that we've got lots of visible presence on the trains, on the platforms, and then making sure the public are comfortable to come up to us and report those issues as well so we can action them. And that's where it's also handy to have the cameras so we can keep track of what's going on with the CCTV on the trains and the platforms.
So what's some of your main focuses for summer for both of you?
Should I go first?
You can. Go for it. I'll jump in.
You probably do a whole segment on this.
I feel like I can start talking.
So for us, the main focus with Transit Safety Division is making sure that we've got a visible presence out on the platforms and on the trains, making sure that people feel safe when they're travelling into and out of the city and also anywhere on the network, and making sure that everyone feels supported both within our workforce and out in the public as well. For the Midsummer Festival, it's about making sure that the people who are travelling to and from that festival feel safe and that if they have an issue that they're comfortable to report it and they know how to do that.
Yeah, an extension of that. And we want people to be respectful of other passengers. There's a lot of users and passengers who don't usually get the train or use the public transport system, whether it be Yarra or us or the buses. So just be respectful of other people. Don't rush, don't run, especially around escalators and stairs and even on the concourse and bumping into people and those sorts of things. And just please report anything, report creepy behaviour or things you're not happy with, and report things that are good as well. But just report to the staff, whether that be PSOs, AOs or station staff.
What's an AO?
An authorised officer. So, ticket inspectors they used to be called, authorised officers. Yep.
And just on reporting that the good as well, it is very nice when we do get that feedback. We don't get it very often. We normally hear, this is what this police officer said to me, or this is what this authorised officer said to me. So if you've had a good interaction with somebody, we'd love to hear about it.
And what's the best way to be contacted if you have great interactions? Through social media or?
Yeah, through social media. Yeah, yep. Victoria Police has a Facebook page. I'm sure Metro has something similar.
Yeah, we receive a lot of Twitter feedback. So Twitter's looked at 24/7. So,
but no emergency issues through Facebook or Twitter. I think that's becoming a bit of a problem lately too. 000 is the way to go. Definitely.
And don't forget, happy midsummer, and don't forget to look out for that rainbow wrapped train.
Absolutely. Keep an eye out, and we'll see you next week at the parade.
Definitely. I'll definitely be there. You going to be there?
Well, we'll be there.
Amanda, thank you very much for joining us again. We hope to have you back in the coming months. And Anthony, it's been a pleasure having you in this evening. And,
thanks, Will.
Good luck with everything. And I'm really proud of the LGBTI network that you've put together. That's absolutely fantastic. We thank you very much for that.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And stay safe out there.
Gabby, you have a good one. Yeah, you stay safe too. And all the best. And we'll see you next week. You've been listening to The Glow Show on 94.9.
That's it from us today. Thanks for listening to another Glow Show on Joy. Tonight's episode has just been loaded to the Joy website and our podcast feed on iTunes. So if you missed anything important, you can hear it again now. Please support the volunteers who make the Glow Show happen by subscribing to our podcast and sharing them with your friends on social media. The Glow Show is produced by Will Lansing and Gabrielle Tyack and edited weekly by me, Jason Gibbs. See you next time on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.